Next WSSP Milwaukee, W289CB Milwaukee.
It's the Mason Crosby Show with former Packers kicker Mason Crosby and Mitch Thunder Nellis.
Weekday afternoons from noon to 2
on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan.
And free on the Odyssey app.
The day shuts down. The games light up. This is BetMGM Tonight on Westwood One Sports.
Hey-o! Welcome on back to BetMGM Tonight here on Westwood One Sports. I'm Pat Boyle. She's Kate Constable, filling in for Brad Evans tonight and tomorrow. This show is flying by, and we are brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Download the app today. Please gamble responsibly. Hour number four kicks off already here on this Thursday night, and you can watch the show live on YouTube. Just search BetMGM Tonight and hit that subscribe button. Watch the show live on Twitter at BetMGM Tonight, and you can listen to the show on the Westwood One Sports app, the Odyssey app, SiriusXM channel 375, and hundreds of local affiliates throughout North America. Phone number to join the show, you can call or simply just text your thoughts on the show or any of the topics we dive into at 310-840-4910. The biggest topic so far of the show, not a surprise, the Knicks' unforgettable, jaw-dropping, heartbreaking, breathtaking comeback last night in Game 4 of the NBA Finals, down by 29 points in the third quarter. It's the largest comeback in NBA Finals history. And that was after the Spurs made a little history themselves with 14 threes in the first half. That was an NBA Finals record. They went cold in the fourth. They went cold in the second half. Wemby,
oh
not a great
God.
Fourth quarter.
Who De'Aaron the Fox. Hell cares?
All of the entire sporting world cares, Combs. It's okay. It's okay. The Knicks are going to win a title for the first time in 53 years, and I'm going to never let you hear the end about it. Even though you said the Spurs and Wemby was going to dominate the Knicks, yeah, you can try to play all your noises you want, Combs. But De'Aaron Fox had a disastrous fourth quarter. Jalen Brunson got hot. OG Anunoby, the game of a lifetime. The tip-in, put it on a freaking poster and sell millions of them. The tip-in with 1 second left to go. Oh, baby, the Knicks are up 3-1. And so we've been taking your calls and your texts. What's the greatest comeback you've ever witnessed in your lifetime? Is this the greatest comeback in the history of sports? Kate and I both tend to agree that it was. It's better than Super Bowl 51 with the Patriots and Brady coming back from 28-3 down against the Falcons. It's better than the Buffalo Bills in 93 coming back from 35-3 down in the playoffs against the Oilers. And it's better than the Red Sox coming from 0-3 down in the ALCS against the Yankees. And also, you could check out, you could watch the show on YouTube, obviously, as we've mentioned. But we've got our YouTube show chat, show poll going on right now on BetMGM Tonight. And that was last night. I'm just pulling up the, pulling it up myself. Was last night more of a Spurs collapse or a Knicks comeback? And so if you watch the show live on YouTube, just search BetMGM Tonight, you can answer that poll question. I'm an idiot because I went to a clip that we had already posted rather than the live show. And I'm like, hold on, where is the freaking chat? And where is the poll? But I just found it. So, and by the way, West Coast 250 weighs in on the YouTube chat and says, insane, absolutely clutch tipping of the ages. Yeah. Carl Anthony Towns referred to it afterwards as the hand of God from OG Anunoby. So again, weigh in on the YouTube show poll, and you can weigh in on the phone lines. 310-840-4910. Was last night more of a Spurs collapse or a Knicks comeback? Let's get to a little hot or cold, shall we? Let's get producer Brandon Combs in the mix. Combs, I know you're salty. I know you're upset. I know you bet the Spurs last night. Hopefully you hedged out of that. Sorry, not sorry, but how you doing tonight, brother?
Sometimes that early payout option is really, really good. And when your team goes up by 20 and you get paid out regardless, it was a good night for both of us, buddy. It was a good night for both of us. Your guarantee paid off for both of us. But you know what? Look, I'm not even that mad about it. Like, if the Spurs lose, the Spurs lose. They're not my team. My team's been losing since Derrick Rose lost his kneecaps. Like, so I don't look at this at basketball like, oh my God, the Spurs have to win this thing. I just want the Knicks to lose because I like to watch you suffer.
Yeah, and I know you were enjoying watching every second of me suffer. You know, and I put, by the way, not getting enough credit. You know, Karl Anthony Towns, the tipped inbound on the last play, that's not going to get enough credit. Jose Alvarado is going to get lost in history. You know what also is going to get lost in history? Pat Boyle putting the rally cap on when they went down 15. Pat Boyle putting the rally shades on when they went down by 20.
Yeah, that's
Pat
why they
Boyle
won.
Guaranteeing a win?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, come on. That's I'd like a little won. Bit more. Pat, I'd like a statue.
It's all you.
We haven't asked you this yet, but like, what was your mental state in the first half? Like, I honestly thought of you last night. I was nervous for you.
Depression.
Were you just a roller coaster? Depression.
It was just straight depression. Like, they got down early by 10, and I was like, oh, all right, not a great start. And then they got down by 18, then they were down by 20, and they were down by 29. And I think Combs can probably attest to this. Monty said it was a very sad show, and that's unfortunately the case. I tried to be a pro, and I tried to do a show, but it was written all over my face. I mean, yeah. I was Sadville, population one.
That had to be one of the more tough shows you've had to do. That's like a family member dying during a show, right there. Like, yeah. you're not locked in.
I wasn't. And again, I wanted no part of having to do the show. I didn't want to do the show.
I was having a great time. I didn't know what his problem was.
Yeah, shut up. I'm going on Twitter and seeing people, this didn't age well. Stupid loser, idiot. And I'm just taking it. I got the backwards hat on, inside out, looking like a jack wagon. I got these stupid Oakley douche shades on that made me look like an idiot, and everybody watching is probably just laughing along. And you know, the one thing that I am mad about, Kate, is that the game took so damn long that we signed off the air when the game was going into the fourth quarter. And the Knicks, I think, were down 15 going into the fourth.
Your victory lap. You didn't get a comeback.
No. Yeah. And so it's like, I got this. I was like, all right, I guess we're hoping for a miracle. The Knicks are down 15. They were down 29. And I didn't really believe. I mean, I thought there was a chance, of course, because they had already got it down to 15. And I was like, all right, well, they're not the Cavs, but if they can come from 22 down against the Cavs in 8 minutes, they can come from 15 down. We've seen it before.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't even really get to have my victory lap. So, like, from the second quarter until midway through the third, it was a very sad show. And I appreciate everybody that listened throughout that time, because I probably was not very good at radio during that time last night.
From the time that I left here, I went to the metro station to get back down, to get back home. By the time I get to the metro station, I'm like, all right, that game was over. So I just turned the Cubs game on my phone, because I had heard that they hit a home run or something to tie it. And I was like, all right, let me check it out. And as I do that, I get a buddy that texts me. He's like, I can't believe that the Knicks are going to come back. And I was like, shut up. So I have my DirecTV app on my phone, and I pull it up, and I'm like, what is going on? I pulled it up just in time to watch the comeback. Just, it was the most amazing thing I've ever, like, I don't know how the hell they came back from that. I really don't. It was a lot of fun. Top three, maybe top four single game comeback I've ever saw.
Whoa. Well, hold on.
Wait. We've had this debate all show long, and now you're just chiming in that this is your top three or four comeback, Brandon?
Yeah.
Number one?
No, it's not number one. People, teams come back from 30 points down in the NBA on like a weekly basis.
Well, they don't.
Yes, they do.
They set the finals record.
Regular season, but NBA finals? Not even like a first, second round playoff. Like,
but this isn't
finals. That's what makes it more impressive than
this. Isn't,
you're right. Like, during the regular season. That's like when, like, the dog days of the NBA, when you're like in January and February and guys are just screwing around for the first half and then decide to play.
Yeah, but
the finals.
It doesn't touch like 28-3 for me. It doesn't touch, you know, Buffalo and Houston back in the day. Like it just doesn't. It doesn't do that for me. Like, there's no, like, those comebacks, all of that. It's just not the same for me because basketball, you get a possession every, like, 20 seconds, right? Football, coming back, you might not touch the ball for 5 or 6 minutes. So it's a much different scenario for me when I look at it. I'll give you this. It was the best basketball comeback I've ever seen in my life.
Combs.
What?
You know, because you're so quick to be a basketball hater whenever it suits you. In the regular season, you think, oh, 30-point comebacks happen all the time. Let me actually, you know how many times there has been a comeback? And again, I'm going off of Wikipedia, which they're usually pretty damn good. So I'm going to lean on them. There are comebacks of 22 points or more in the regular season. 22 points or more. Here are all the comebacks in the regular season of 22 points or more. There was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 in NBA history. 22 points or more. There's only been 19.
Wow.
That's not right.
That surprises me.
That's not right.
But maybe this is teams that, I mean, teams can come back from them, but do they win the game? Like, I mean,
yes.
The Bulls, in my experience watching the Bulls the last couple of years, they get down early. They get down 20 in the first half and climb back in, but they don't ever win the game.
Yeah, the game against the Lakers, how they were down by, I don't even remember how much, when Giddy hits that shot to beat the Lakers this year. They were down by like 20, 25 plus points or something like that. Like, look, you can say what you want. For me... personally, like, it's not, remember the Boston Bruins when they were down 4-0 heading into the third period of a game 7 against the Toronto Maple Leafs, that comeback to win that game was by far better than watching that Knicks comeback last night. I'm sorry, it just was.
Let me add a foot. So I found another source, NBA Hoops Online. Lists exactly 30 instances of teams overcoming deficits of 25 points or more in the regular season. So again, no. Teams might get down 20 and then be tied in the third quarter. Again, one, that's the regular season. Two, it doesn't happen as often as you think it does. And this was the NBA Finals, Combs. This was the Knicks, and you have to add the context. This is a 53-year title drought. The Knicks won the first two games on the road. It was on the verge of being 2-2. You got Wemby in his first finals. Like, the Spurs broke the record for the most threes and a half in the NBA Finals, and they lost the game. So, how are you telling me that this is the third or fourth best single-game comeback you've ever seen? You're being a hater.
It's not being a hater. There's just other games. There's other things that are harder to do. Like I just told you about the Bruins versus the Maple Leafs a few years back. Down 4-0 heading into the third period and coming back to win that game in a game 7 on the road. Like, that's harder to do. When you're talking about
that one's hard. We did just see Carolina come back down 4-0.
Yes, we just saw it.
In a game 7 on the road?
No, but in the Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, sure. I understand that. In a series where they're scoring eight goals a game. Yeah. But yeah, I understand. But it's still harder to me, that's still harder to do than it is for an NBA game when you're getting the ball back every 24 seconds. Like, you're not getting that in any other sport. You're not getting that many opportunities to come back in any other sport.
I had a monster salad. I'm just going to enjoy this and let.
Is that a trough? Is that a horse trough of salad?
It's a big wooden bowl. That was supposed to be for everybody,
Pat. That wasn't just for you.
Did you just go whip that up in this last break?
Yeah, well, so I meal prepped the chicken, I seasoned the chicken, and I toss it in the oven, 350 degrees, 6 minutes on each side, and the chicken comes out magnifique. And then the rest is honestly not any credit of my own. It's just a bag salad. It's a bag salad, dill pickle.
This is what I got in the break. A little protein bar. That's my dinner.
I've got a.
That one looks better.
I've got a Pop-Tart. This guy's eating chicken
so
salad.
You can keep hating all you want.
State two, Brandon three for dinner tonight. Pop-Tart doesn't cut it.
No. Pop-Tart does not cut it.
All right, Combs. Anyway. You want to keep hating on the Knicks, or you want to move on to the next hot or cold?
Oh, yeah.
Which may or may not
I'll stop hating on the Knicks. Let's go to hot or cold. Hot or cold, Knicks fans do not deserve a title with how they are acting in the streets. Kate, hot or cold?
That's cold. Cold is in like now. Knicks fan, that's nothing. Fans do this all the time. And I don't know if it was Pat that said this earlier. I think it was Pat earlier in the show. My days are long, guys. I told you guys I got a newborn, so like I'm up at the crack of dawn, and so days just run together. I have no idea.
It was our pre-show meeting.
Where I heard it. There you go. Thank you. 9 million some people in the city, and only a couple are doing these. Like, this isn't all Knicks fans. This is a couple of whack job kids that are doing stupid things. And granted, it's very stupid, and they shouldn't be doing it. But that's not all Knicks fans. That's all not all Knicks fans. They still deserve a title, even with the few that are acting like jackasses. Mm.
Thank you, Kate. That's a very sensible answer. I agree. I concur 100%. There are 9 million people that live in New York City. 9 million.
Mm.
If you have 5,000 people that attack Spurs fans, and it's not that much. I mean, there's 21 reported incidents after game 3. There was 8 arrests. I'm sure there was let's even say there was 500. Let's say there was 500 of these incidents. Divide that by 9 million people. That is a fraction. That is 0.005%. That is a half of 1%, or 0.5%, whatever. Like, because we live in the social media era, comes where everything is online. And by the way, I see there are some idiots, some morons, some people thirsty for clicks, like streamers. There was a streamer, there was a kid that went out in the streets, put on a Wembanyama jersey, and basically just waited for people to attack him. Like, knowing, like, not saying he's asking for it, but he's asking for it. Now, again, should there people be attacking somebody just wearing a Spurs jersey? No. Is it heinous? Do I condemn it? Absolutely. But, like, those aren't Knicks fans. Those are jackasses that are looking for an excuse to assault people, and they have their excuse. It's the fact that there are so many people excited about the NBA Finals and the Knicks run right now. So, because of a couple of idiots, and maybe a couple, because of hundreds of idiots, the Knicks don't deserve a title. Come on. So, sorry this isn't Oklahoma City, where like everybody's nice and it's like, oh, hey, good job, you beat the Thunder. Like, it's New York City, man. There's criminals. There's criminals everywhere, but there's more criminals in New York City because there's more people. So the Knicks, because of those idiots that should belong in prison for attacking people and beating them up for wearing Spurs jerseys, the Knicks don't deserve a title. Come on.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I mean, look, I think that a lot of these idiots that are out there, New York's got to be better. I mean, the people that are doing this, they've got to be better. They got to be better human beings. But it doesn't mean that just because of those idiots, the Knicks fans don't deserve a title. If there's any reason why the Knicks don't deserve a title, it's because of the idiot that's sitting in front of us right now. Anyway, all right. Let's move on. Next one, hot or cold. Sorry, I'm getting emergency alerts here. We've got tornado warnings right now going on around the Chicago area.
Jeez. Good thing I live on the East Coast, man.
Yeah, yeah. You guys don't ever have to deal with hurricanes or nor'easters or anything like that. You didn't just have to...
Sure. I mean, Hurricane Sandy.
Yeah.
Hurricane Sandy ruined the Jersey Shore, so...
All right. The celebrities at the Garden... are fraudulent Knicks fans. Pat,
oh,
hot
God.
Or cold?
I mean, what are we doing here?
I mean,
what are we doing here? You're just going to find any which way to bring down the Knicks title run that is about to finish, that is about to hit its climax in the next couple of days.
That's not what we're doing. You heard the story there what was his name? Ben Stiller, where he doesn't buy these tickets. He's not a season ticket holder. The Knicks are giving celebrities tickets in exchange for them doing stuff for the franchise. So are these really Knicks fans? You believe Taylor Swift, T Swizzle? Or do you believe that Mr. Travis Swift is a Knicks fan?
He wasn't there. He was not there. She was there with the actress from Licorice Pizza. I forget her name, and I don't know who the other girl was. I probably should, but I don't. Travis Kelce was not there. I that's where I thought you were going initially, Taylor Swift. Yes, I don't know when she became a Knicks fan. She was just at the Cleveland Cavaliers game against the Knicks with Travis Kelce, who is from Cleveland. So, like, okay, she was rooting in support of him. She wants to show up at the Knicks game to get the clout. Nothing surprises me when it comes to Taylor Swift. I know Monica McNutt, who's on the Knicks radio broadcast, was actually upset about that. Like, she, on a hot mic, was like, oh, get out of there, girl. You're not a Knicks fan. And it's like, see, you're going to get some hot water with that. I don't give a damn about Taylor Swift being there. When you say Ben Stiller, so he gets his tickets for free. That's shocking. Now, I don't know if it is that all throughout the season? Or is that just for these finals games where the tickets are on the secondary market for like $80,000 for those VIP courtside seats? Either way, it doesn't matter. If James Dolan gives Ben Stiller his tickets, Ben Stiller is there. Ben Stiller is there for regular season games in January against the Utah Jazz. I know it because I see him, because he's always at the Garden. He's always tweeting about the Knicks. He is a diehard fan. So does he get his tickets for free? Okay, what do I got to do? Cry about it? Demand that he start paying? Like, he's there. He cares about the team. I know he cares about the team. I know Timothy Chalamet cares about the team. I know Tracy Morgan and Fat Joe, they all care about the team because they're always there. So if some of them get free tickets to be there, yeah, that's a nice perk to have. I wish I got that perk. I would show up and I would do whatever that. I would do some ungodly, unspeakable things to get free tickets to sit courtside at Knicks games. And I'll tell you, like, whatever your mind wanders, I would do it. If I can sit courtside at Knicks games for free, I'm not going to blame Ben Stiller for doing it.
This is the point Pat made, is that he's at regular season games. If it were one thing that he wasn't at games in October, in early December, but just showed up for the postseason for the biggest games, then I'm like, yeah, you're not a real fan. But if you're going to games throughout the season, regardless of how you get tickets, I'm okay with that. I mean, I don't know if Taylor Swift is. I did see some pictures of Taylor Swift in Knicks gears when she was younger. I don't know if those were AI or Photoshopped or anything, but like, I don't have a problem with all the fans there. This is like Timothy Chalamet. Kylie Jenner going with Timothy Chalamet, like, she's going with her boyfriend. That's fine. That's okay for me. I don't think she's like, and of course she's going to wear Knicks gear because you're going to a game. That's what you do. So I'm okay with that. I'm not sure they're all fraudulent.
I think a vast majority of celebrities in every fan base are fraudulent fans. You have your handful of real fans, real celebrities that are real fans. I understand that. But I also think that there's a lot of celebrities that are just fraudulent fans of a lot of fan bases. L.A., New York, Chicago. There's all sorts of them that, you know, when a team's playing well, they want to hop in because, you know, there's going to be a camera on their face.
Yeah.
Is Larry David and John McEnroe fraudulent?
I don't know who Larry David is. John McEnroe's not.
You don't know who Larry David? You never watched Curb Your Enthusiasm? You never watched Seinfeld, the creator of Seinfeld, Combs?
Yes, I've watched Seinfeld. I love Seinfeld. I didn't know. I don't. I probably
David
know.
Created
if,
the show.
I probably know him if I saw his face. I just don't know him by name.
I didn't know he created Seinfeld. I just knew him from Curb.
Yeah, he literally created Seinfeld. Jerry Seinfeld is nothing without Larry David. Are we going to break? Oh, we got to go to break. All right. Sorry. And we got some Knicks calls. All right. We'll get to some. My apologies. I'm so locked in. I'm eating the salad. I'm watching the Stanley Cup. I'm hearing Combs. What else could he hate on the Knicks for? I mean, what's next? Honestly, please pull something else. Oh, you know, the hot dog vendors are fraudulent because they got paid an extra couple of bucks to put relish on the hot dogs at the Garden last night. I'm waiting for whatever's next from Combs. But we'll take your phone calls when we get back. We've got our guy Ross in New Jersey. We've got some other folks that want to get in on the Knicks hype. 310-840-4910. You could call. You can text. By the way, programming note, we're going to talk to a former Knick. Chris Childs is coming up at the top of the hour, but we'll get to more of your phone calls and more sports when we come back. I'm Pat Boyle. Kate Constable's in for Brad Evans. This is BetMGM Tonight on Westwood One Sports.
Someone called Peyton Manning. The College World Series starts on Friday, and we'll have every pitch over the next 2 weeks, only on the Westwood One Sports app. Westwood One Sports.
At Fisher Investments, we may seem like other money managers, but we're different.
What makes you so different than the rest of us?
We ensure clients receive unparalleled service at every step of the relationship.
Tell me more.
Our investment counselors focus on service over sales, prioritizing clients' needs.
How do you make money?
We don't sell any commission-based products. We have a simple management fee based on the value of our clients' portfolio. So we do better when our clients do better.
What about client portfolios?
We get to know each client, their finances, family, health, lifestyle, and more. And then we tailor a portfolio based on their specific goals and needs.
Your clients really come first then, huh?
Yes. We make them a top priority. Our goal is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement.
Wow. Maybe we are different.
At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Need parts fast? Need them now? O'Reilly is fast. Just one part that makes O'Reilly Auto Parts stand apart. Right now at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts, you can get one free set of brake pads when you buy two qualifying brake rotors. Ask the professional parts people about additional brake pad and rotor upgrade options available at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts. Empower.
Pete's back on the links with all new golf clubs and hopefully less swearing.
Dang! Sliced it.
He worked with Empower to help him get good at money so he can be a little bad.
Heads up!
Oof. Talent sold separately.
Guy said these were slice proof.
At least he has money for lessons. Invest well, live a little. Start today at empower.com.
Hey everybody, Mitch Nellis, a.k.a. Thunder from the Mason Crosby Show. Join us tomorrow. Mason is back. We'll preview Brewers, Phillies, and are you hating or loving New York right now? It's the Mason Crosby Show, 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan, free on the Odyssey app.